episode of May Contain. I'm Gander.
I'm Sunburnt Soaps.
Yeah, you really are sunburnt.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. And this episode is brought to you again by Mr. A-Game. That's right, an incredible YouTuber. I love, personally, his reactions on his videos.
Yeah, no, they're excellent. I think they're actually priceless to some of the stuff that he
does. Please go across, guys. Check him out. We're going to put it in the comment section here. Yeah, throw a like, give him some support. But,
yeah,
let me please just rewind just that little bit.
All right, yes.
What brings this so peachy?
You can see it. I look like a red raccoon.
I was almost going to say an Oompa Loompa. You know, that Oompa Loompa. You just sing like that, yeah?
But for anyone who's watching the video feed, and obviously not the podcast, because you can't see how red my face is.
It's pretty bad, like a tomato paste.
Yeah. Now, this only happened today. And the cause of this is, obviously, the sun.
The sun.
Right?
The heat. A big cause of sunburn.
Yeah, right? But, again, thank you. I'd like to just, you know, personally thank
Fitbit.
Thanks for this.
That made you get out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, okay. I thought, you know what? I haven't earned a badge yet. There's one badge that I'm missing. I need to get the 30,000 steps for the day.
I was like, how smart is it? It needs a sunburn badge?
I've got all these updates now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, so you needed a 30,000, and have you made it?
I'm currently at, you probably can't see from here, but it's actually got, I believe it, 28,000.
Oh, so
right
you'll
now.
Hit that.
Hopefully.
You'll do something to hit that.
Well, we're currently, the time we're recording, that's about 7:30 at night and stuff like that in the evening.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of hours left.
Ooh.
But this is what Fitbit does to me. It makes me want to get out. Makes me want to walk up to 19 kilometers to try and earn this badge.
I say bugger that. I literally work across the street and I drive.
Not earning any steps.
Nah. No achievement unlocked for this little wristwatch over here.
But no, I'm just trying to push it out. And obviously, I'm just like, yep, I'm going to get it today.
Yes.
In doing so, I went for a big hike, meet a friend of mine, and went all over everywhere and stuff like that.
That's right, guys, you heard it here first. Soaps has friends.
It's a big story.
I know, that's it. That's another topic.
So did you do the Mount Lofty hike?
Not this time.
Okay,
no.
I hate the Mount Lofty hike. Never done it. Don't intend to.
I actually really enjoy the Mount Lofty hike for anyone who's living in Adelaide.
I love it so much that I do it simply without taking a water bottle with me.
Right.
I don't plan things
properly. Iron Man over here.
No, I collapsed.
Oh, yeah. Did you then roll down the hill?
I collapsed and just ended up on the side of the hill, and that was just me left there. It was actually, I was walking with a buddy that I was working with in security at the time, and he literally had to flush me full of water just to get me back on my feet.
I was
gone. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. And then I was just pale out. So, like,
I'm just imagining a guy at the bottom of the hill with an Indiana Jones hat looking up going, ah, and then running.
This was going back a couple of years ago, and I was a lot bigger back then as well, I reckon.
Oh.
Like, I actually put on quite a bit of weight. And, yeah, I couldn't do it. I'm just sort of like,
no.
Just collapsed.
Wow.
And that was it. But now I'm like, no, I'm going to do it again. But this time I'm going to do it a bit more properly. Today I didn't take a water bottle with me.
Yeah.
But I didn't pass out.
He didn't pass out. He didn't fall over and crack his head open, which is a good step forward, because then this would, if we had evidence, we'd have to make this an R-rated show.
So
blood gushing out.
But this is going to be with me. That happened today, literally before we're going to record. So I'm like, you know what? This is, I don't know why we do video.
We do video.
And this is what I say. But pretty close to my 30,000. If anyone can beat that, please, bring it.
Like, challenge has been set.
That's it.
The gauntlet.
Please, add a bit of Fitbit. I'll challenge the hell out of anyone who wants to bring it. They don't encourage me more.
Can we put, is there a thing you can put up here?
I will put up my name
For Fitbit. Is it a thing or is it separate? If you inquire, you'll reply.
Just because I don't know exactly what my Fitbit name is at the moment.
Email us, guys, and there you go.
That's it. We'll start a Fitbit list.
Ooh.
Bit of a may contain a challenge.
I will not be involved at all.
Not yet.
No, at all. So, can we get into some big juicy topics?
Yeah, like you just said, you mentioned something that I look like an R-rated film.
Yes, well, that's where the segue trying to lead into it. All good. Batman versus Superman. Batman v Superman.
Yes.
Okay. It won't be R-rated on the big screen.
Yeah, which I think's a great decision.
It's smart because obviously it will bring the masses.
Yeah, but what's happening? Like, what? This big news has come out, for anyone who doesn't know, Batman vs. Superman has received an R rating for a home release for Blu-ray, which is awesome. Like, that's exciting. So you're going to go to the cinema, you're going to watch it and go, that's an awesome movie, fingers crossed. Then you're going to wait, and when it comes out on Blu-ray, you'll buy the adult version of the film, rewatch it, and be even more excited.
Which is interesting, because it's hard to understand. I want to know, what are they going to add to this film that pushes it into the R rating bracket?
What I've read is that because it actually states, because when they say that it's going to get this rating, they have to put, and it is a strong graphic violence. Strong graphic violence. No, nothing else.
Yep.
Strong graphic violence. There it is. So what's cool with that is that means from what I've read, they're going to punch each other in the film, obviously.
We hope so. Unless you're a Superman Returns, which doesn't throw a single punch in the whole frickin' film.
Brandon Roth.
So you can't blame him.
I blame him.
You can't blame him.
Bryan Singer. Can we blame him?
No. Well, so we have director's direction, I guess. But no, it's producers. Producers!
Oi! Whoever you are that produced that movie...
didn't do a good job.
Zero stars. And I'm a Superman fan. Whatever.
Whatever. But they're going to hit each other.
They're going to hit each other. So they're going to hit each other in this film. The movie will just have them get back up. In the R-rated version, when they hit, there'll be blood spitting out their face. So they're going to cut those little snippets away from...
So you reckon they're going to take nothing out of the story. It's literally going to be a graphic.
Yes. Yep.
Right. Yep. Well, that's interesting, because it sort of makes me look like, what could they take out of the film? No. The first thing that crossed my head, I'm like, are we going to get a Joker friggin' Robin Crowbar scene?
No, no, no.
I'm like, my God, I want this.
No footage, just an alternate cut to make it darker, bloodier for all those people that went, I loved Deadpool so much because it was an R-rated film. Why can't every superhero film be R-rated?
Yeah, and that takes us into exactly what we wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Because a few people have said it, and I believe the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, his name escapes me. I do know it.
Yeah.
His name escapes me, but he said it as well, that it feels like that now that Deadpool has become a success.
A big success.
Right, a rather large success.
It didn't it do like a record for that weekend?
Yeah,
it was a weekend record.
Yeah, for an R-rated film.
Yes.
Yep. Right? And the problem with that is now, is because it's highly successful, the producers know that people are going to go see an R-rated film.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if that's the reason why Batman vs. Superman has received the R rating and been given the okay to go, all right, we can do that now.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense for that sort of film.
Yeah.
And Deadpool. But it's like, are they going to push it with... You can't push it with all the comic book films.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't, like... You've got your... Number one, you don't make Spider-Man an R-rated film.
No.
Unless you're doing something like Spider-Man Reign. Like... That's dark, like...
Yeah, and you have to remember, we are talking R-rated American, which will probably equivalent to MA over here.
Yeah.
Because I know that's what Deadpool was rated here. It was MA, it was R in the States, and a lot of people were like, I thought this was an R-rated movie.
Well,
it's different.
Yeah.
But it's still, it should be R.
We just lower things here because I don't know, we have a different classification.
Because we're more graphic, because we see snakes rip into koala bears from trees.
No, we don't!
Haven't we?
That's never happened!
Oh, okay.
But it's a great thought. The snakes that make cat noises.
Yeah, that's a good snake. With the venom.
You know it's a good snake when it meows like a cat. So
that's fangs. I don't think of a cat. I think of fangs when I hear that.
Cats
noise.
Have fangs. Snakes have fangs.
Yeah.
Right.
Big fangs.
We don't see stuff like that.
No.
But our classification is lowered here. I think it's just due to our classification. We're just more lenient here.
We don't care. So, we're laid back.
It's still an MA rating. Is still 18+.
Yes.
Right. So it's still an 18+ rating, regardless. But R rating obviously means a little bit. It's the same thing.
Did you say MA is not 18+? MA.
Oh, 15. Sorry. No, it's not. Yes.
Yeah, MA is 15+.
Yes. My apologies.
Yes. Cool. So continue. Deadpool. It's a huge success. So big that they've done a sequel.
Well, doing
a sequel.
A sequel has been written.
Yes.
But now it's kind of in renegotiation. No problems. Everything's going to go ahead.
They will make it.
But obviously, it's one of those things that obviously agents and producers, and especially the director and the agent of Ryan Reynolds, have both said more money.
Oh,
more money.
The old throw money at him.
Now,
sort of
for the first Deadpool film,
do you know how much he
earned? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Ryan Reynolds actually received $2 million for working on,
which is not much for a celebrity, for a big name.
It's enough for me.
Oh.
Enough for an average Joe. That's amazing. But
for a new film, like Deadpool, that they don't know how it's going to do at the box office,
yeah,
$2 million is a good sum of money. I believe. I'm not a producer. I don't know what's right or wrong or whatever.
Yes, it's a new movie. It's the first one. But yes. I'm just thinking Ryan Reynolds as an actor, it wouldn't have been his biggest movie that he's made that, you know.
No, that's exactly right. But something like when the first Avengers came out, they knew it was going to be big because they had the whole build up to it.
Yeah.
So they just threw money at it until it just became good.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it worked.
To be honest, they threw their money at Robert Downey Jr. The other actors went, what about me? They were like that little boy in the pie shop. What about me?
The what?
That commercial?
Never seen it.
No. Because he goes in the pie shop, he gets knocked around, pushed to the ground, he gets to his feet and he says, what about me? Well, that's what happened. They threw money.
Yeah.
And Robert Downey Jr. actually said, I'll take a cut.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take a cut. Don't need it.
Yeah, right.
I've got 400 houses. Don't need another one. Pay the other guys.
Good on you, Disney.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, that also, when you hear about an actor receiving $2 million for a new film franchise, which I think's fair, how much do you think the director got?
In saying that, it's kind of the way that I see a movie is kind of like your workplace thing. So you've got your normal casuals, then you've got your full-timers. So normal casuals...
I'm just looking for a short answer here. How much do you think the director gets?
A lot more than what Ryan Reynolds gets.
Wrong! Right?
Oh, really?
Yes.
He should.
The director He makes more than I do.
He only received...
$250,000 for directing Deadpool.
But then does he get bonuses for every Blu-ray and all that? Don't know. Just
not an agent. This is all the information that I know.
Right from this bird's mouth.
That's it. But all I know is now everything is in negotiation for a sequel, which is already been written.
Yeah.
Which is going to have to go ahead. Just things are getting, pushed around money-wise.
Yes.
And that happens. That's good business.
Yeah.
So but I still believe that the core of Deadpool is still going to be a very small budget, and they're not going to shoot him into space or anything crazy like
that. It's just going to keep what it's good at.
Yeah.
Why people loved it.
Yes.
Tongue-in-cheek. Heads flying.
Yeah, and that's exactly
graphic
right.
Bullets.
It was great. For what it was, it's a great film, I think.
Still haven't seen it. I really want to. I have a kid.
And
it's hard to find babysitters to go and do these things.
Babysitters that will also go to Deadpool.
Yes. That's my point. Imagine taking my little son to go see Deadpool.
Yeah.
I'd be covering his eyes the whole way. Can't see that.
But this brings me, or brings us both.
Yes.
Do you think it's right that Batman versus Superman has received an R rating?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Even if it, I'm happy that it's only going for a home release.
Yeah.
I think that's great, because that means
you can still take your young ones to it.
Yeah. Now, this is where I stand on the boat. The only reason why it gets an R rating as well is because of Batman.
No!
Yes. Batman is the R rating. Superman is the... It's like the Captain America of DC.
Not in this reboot.
Not in this. Right?
Yeah.
But
you're just talking in general, Superman should not have an R-rated movie.
No.
Like
I said, that's like Spider-Man receiving an R rating.
It would be awesome. Yeah, and it would be cool if they brought Venom in it.
Depending on certain titles. But then again, like, kids love Spider-Man.
Yes.
You have to give them that.
Yeah, but do you feel because it's R-rated... Like, Transformers.
Yes.
They make a new Transformers, it's R-rated. Everyone, all ages, will still see that. It does not matter.
Okay.
People will just go Transformers. And you know what? They can get away with that. Like, when a machine hits another machine and the face explodes, it's just car parts.
That's one way of looking at it. I'm just saying, Dark of the Moon, Ironhide gets shot in the back, wow, that really hits you in the field.
Yeah.
But do you know what the difference is as well? Transformers can't get, not current Transformers, it won't get an R-rated film for the simple fact that it's done by Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Who can't pull a good film out of his ass in the last freaking, 15 years.
Yes.
So the last thing that was great was whatever came out last, which is either The Island or Bad Boys 2.
I didn't mind Ninja Turtles. That was Bay.
That was directed by him.
Yeah.
Right? That's all right.
And in saying that, I think they should bloody reboot that as an R-rated movie. The comics started R-rated.
Yeah, but they're not that anymore. So, and they gave him more character. Yeah, but then, like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. A character, something like Daredevil, right?
Yes. Now,
for those who haven't seen the series, I've raved about it enough. Go watch this series.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Charlie Cox, damn!
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He totally plays it incredibly.
Yeah. He's a very amazing actor, and he plays that to a T.
Yeah.
And I think the same is going to be said about The Punisher. I can't remember the actor's name, but he looks awesome, the dude from Walking Dead.
Yeah, Shane from Walking Dead.
Yeah, Shane.
So we know characters, we don't know actors.
Yeah.
But I reckon, yeah, it's going to have that, it's MA again? Is it MA? M?
You're talking, yeah, it'll be like an MA rating. It's going to be full on.
Dark as hell.
Yeah.
Well, that could push for an R rating for whatever reason. There's bits in, I believe, in the first season that should be R.
Yeah.
There is so much blood.
There's not many TV shows that go for the R because it's the commitment for the rating. Unlike a movie where people can just go see it, a TV show is spaced out.
Yeah.
So you have to not only cut majority of your audience, it's week after week you've cut them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that I think that's the big difference. But yes, it could be R, and it would be awesome if it was R.
But then something like if you threw an R rating at Avengers for whatever reason,
it wouldn't work.
No. I don't see that it's not viable for the audience that they've already brought in.
Yes.
Right? I don't feel that having an R-rated Captain America.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit the tone right, not for his character. So,
yeah,
that's why I'm, you know, even though Deadpool's successful,
yeah,
it is successful because it needs to be an R rating.
Yeah.
The Wolverine coming out.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Which is the last Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, I believe.
Old Man Logan.
Yes.
Again, pushing for an R rating.
I think it was confirmed. I think it will be an R rated. They want it to be an R rated.
The interesting thing about this is this is Hugh Jackman's last role as the Wolverine.
Yes.
To push for an R rating, does that mean we're going to see Deadpool?
I reckon they would, because let's just say, like, in the lead up to Deadpool, there was lots of back and forth between Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds.
Mm.
And I believe they are both very upset still with the original Wolverine and how that was portrayed and how much backlash they got of it, because they both make fun of that movie.
Yeah.
They both go, yeah, wasn't that good.
Origins was produced by Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, so, but you can still poke fun at yourself.
Of course you can.
You know, we all make mistakes.
I think that movie copped a lot of flack for having to be... felt like it had to be rushed on release. Because that was one of the biggest bootleg films that came out before its release.
Yeah, that's right. You could see the whole movie without the visual effects.
Yeah, a bootleg copy came out of the film about 3 months before release of the actual film.
Yeah.
And it had all the CGI taken out of it.
Yeah.
When all the chords and stuff, when they're doing flips and jumps, all left in.
Yeah.
So I reckon they're like, oh, shit, we're going to get this film
out. I remember because I saw a copy of it.
Everyone saw a copy.
And then I went, I have no interest to see this movie anyway. And then I still went because I was like, no, Gambit's going to be awesome.
I forgot he was in it.
And then I said, I will never watch another movie with Gambit in it.
Yeah.
And now I will because Channing Tatum.
So, yeah, which, like, obviously when that came out, I reckon everyone's seen the bootleg copy of X-Men Origins, the same as everyone's seen it One Night in Paris.
Yeah.
Like, Yes.
No.
So, everyone knows exactly what they are.
You went there.
So, okay. But, again, that film was rushed out.
Yeah.
The CGI claws looking absolutely... It could not look worse.
Yeah. But even when they did the actual movie, it was like the effects were good. I wouldn't say it was amazing for its time or anything. It was just mediocre. And why did they make all the mutants jump 200 stories every time?
Yeah, but if you want to start taking that, then you could start like bring Star Wars into it as well. Like, why do they jump so high? Right.
Yeah, but they never were. That's X-Men 3 changed everything.
It's appealing.
I hate X-Men 3.
Why?
Because it made everything stupid. Like, as in, all the mutants, yes, I understand you're a mutant and you've got this really cool extra ability, but what they did in that movie is go, oh, but you're a mutant, you all have super abilities, and then your special power.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You're a mutant and you have that special power.
Yeah.
You dick.
Not how they all just flew around.
Yeah, that's what I hated.
Yeah.
I hated that so much. I hated that with a passion.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you get all flustered.
Yes. And X-Men, I believe they're pushing very strongly, maybe confirmed, TV show. No, I'm serious.
No, that's serious. That's,
yeah, I think confirmed. It is confirmed.
No, that is confirmed. That was confirmed last year.
So it's kind of like, I guess they're rebooting it. However, they're doing it in actual actors, not cartoon.
Half.
CGI.
No. This X-Men series is based around a single X-Men. Not the big wings
that we know.
Not the team.
So we're talking Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. style, where they might reference certain characters, but they're still trying to... It's the same universe,
yeah.
But keeping away.
Yeah. Well, I think we should talk about that in the next episode, actually, because there's a lot of interest in TV shows and how they're coming up and what is to come up as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Including, like, Daredevil and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's right, what's good, what's wrong.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's definitely something to talk about, because it's... They're changing everything.
They are changing the Shigugis out.
Yeah, which they're not actually sticking with your same formula of going, this is what we know.
Yeah.
And this is what we're going to stay with. They're going off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a way that Heroes did it. Heroes had your core. Instead of trying to force it back into the way it was. It was a separate thing, but it was still in the same universe.
Yeah.
I'm like, great, that's what it needed to be. You weren't trying to force them down our throats.
Yeah.
So
that's another show that was killed by the writer's strike.
Yeah. So that pretty well covers all of, like, you know, the R-rated films.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't want to have everything as R-rated, but some things are worth it. Deadpool is the exception.
Yeah.
I reckon if they just do a solo Batman film,
yes,
go for an R-rating.
I think if they do a solo Superman film, another one, yeah. R-rating.
No!
Yes! He snaps people's necks.
That happened in Man of Steel. Right? That didn't get an
damn
R
rating. Damn right it did.
Didn't get an R rating.
Damn right.
So, but then you've got Suicide Squad also going to have an R rating.
Yes.
So, like, but then.
Yeah. It's the dawn of the R-rated movies.
Yeah, and I'm worried about that. I hope it doesn't become that.
It's going to be a Green Lantern Corps. It'll be R-rated. You watch, they'll all start doing the Flash R-rated.
Yeah, do you know what else is coming out in 2 years? 2017, I believe? No, that's next year.
What, Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
That too.
Yeah.
Sonic.
Sonic.
Sonic's getting his own movie. R-rated.
So it's not. Really? For some reason, I was going to say blue rated. I don't know why. Sonic. This movie's rated blue.
So, you know, it's almost you got Ratchet and Clank,
yeah.
which is coming out in 2 months' time, in April.
Yes. Yeah.
R rating.
Has Sonic ever raced the Flash?
No, they're two completely different mediums.
Who would win?
Now, Flash would.
Flash would easily win.
He can destroy time.
Yeah, but Sonic's pretty fast.
Hey, you've just summed it up.
Yeah.
Right, Sonic is pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah.
The Flash can break time.
Okay, so I'm sure Sonic can do some cool. He's got Knuckles.
Yeah, and he can drop coins.
Yeah,
like they're nothing.
Yeah, boom. So. But I guess we're sort of reverting. We keep talking about TV shows as well. We're talking about the movies and how they relate. We're talking about Daredevil. We talk about how Heroes got remade.
Yeah.
And I guess that's where I really want to talk about is all these shows that are getting remade now, and I want your opinion on what you feel like. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Why are they even bothering doing that?
I think the first thing to really start with, I don't know what you're talking about here as well.
Yeah.
You've written a list.
Yes, right. I've got a list right here.
But the big one, which is just about to come to its six-part finale,
yes,
is The X-Files. Now, everyone's come out and gone like, this is amazing.
They loved it.
Yeah.
Is it not that good?
No, it's great.
Okay, I reckon it's good.
The first episode's really strong.
Yeah.
And then you got a bunch of episodes, and the last episode is really strong. Again,
okay.
Right?
So you've seen them all?
Yes.
Okay.
Right? Left on a cliffhanger again.
Is Coffney good in it?
He's great.
He's great. Same character?
Yeah. They're both great.
It's set so many years afterwards.
Yeah. Which is, I think it's the gap?
Kind of.
Half-assed.
Okay.
Right, yep. But what happens is, originally back when they were filming the original X-Files,
yes,
David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson hated working with each other.
They hated each other, mainly David Duchovny's fault?
Not really either's fault. They were just kind of forced upon each other every day, and for nine seasons, they were just around each other all the time. It just felt horrible after, this is them saying this,
yes,
after so long.
Yeah.
Gillian Anderson's now come out and said that it feels good to be back in this role, and it feels like they can be friends now working on this project.
Okay, yeah.
And it can go further.
Because I swear that would have been, because David Duchovny was self-confessed drug addict and sex addict.
Sex addict. He's in California, can't
you? Yeah, I know, which was the character, the
story of his life.
Brilliant casting there.
So, but yeah, so with X-Files of Return, it shows that all these...
Ties like all the loose ends.
Yeah, like what was old can now be new.
So it's right. Battlestar Galactica.
Is that going to come back? I'm sure that's going to come back.
Well, they've redone it already. I'm sure they'll do it again.
But you know what? Like, I really just want to see TV shows do it right. And X-Files did it right. They didn't screw it up like Star Wars, right? The Force Awakens.
This guy.
Yeah, right? I'm not letting this go, right? Once old was one is now yeah, new, is right?
That, yeah.
You don't do that with... No, no.
Let's yeah, not get into Star Wars. Right? But, yeah.
Stop it.
But X-Files did it right. They continued on, and when they went somewhere new with it, it went somewhere different, okay. And it was a really good take on it.
Okay.
But now, give me your list.
Okay. I'm gonna say the list. Now, I want your immediate reaction,
yep.
And yes or no, before I move down the line.
Now, are these confirmed?
These are confirmed.
Doesn't mean that...
It could be early stages
yeah.
of confirmation, so they're still writing it mm-hmm. and still planning it, but these are what they're working on.
So this is like 100%. One of those things that you get a first pilot, terrible, gone.
Yeah.
Right? So this happened back when they released Charlie's Angels.
Well...
There was another Charlie's Angels series a couple of years back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was bad. Terrible, gone. Three episodes.
But to be honest, I don't even think... If these are based on a long-running show, I don't think they have to do a pilot anymore. I think it's going to be like Heroes, where they just said, you're going to have a mini-series. I think it was 12 episodes. X-Files, they wouldn't have redone a pilot. They would have said, confirmed, 6 episodes, do it.
Yeah.
So because they've already got... They know people love it. But let me get
to an example. Right, I'm going to let you go through the list. I'm going to tell you yes or no and why. And then I want you to try and tell me otherwise.
Okay, so we've talked about X-Files. I think that's done.
And on that final note, X-Files can keep going.
Yes.
So it's at a point now where the hype is back.
What was that?
So
the truth is out there. Sorry. okay, so X-Files. The Muppets.
The Muppets are back. They're already back.
Yes, redone.
Again.
No, because you know why they're redone?
Yeah.
It is now a reality TV show based with the Muppets.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? Like, as in the camera, it's behind the scenes of the Muppet show, and they have their day job, they don't like it, blah, blah, blah. So they've taken a modern spin because of the reality TV shows being so big now.
Yeah.
And that is the new Muppets. Keen, not keen?
Keen, never really big on the Muppets overly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, we've spoken about how I feel about reality TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're a mock of themselves. To have a mock of a reality TV
show, like, sounds like a chicken.
It's like mock. Right. It's just gonna be too much mocking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Too much mocking. So Muppets are gone. Even with the what's the chef? The Swedish chef.
But you know what? He is
the Swedish chef.
All of the Muppets, yeah. Right?
They're brilliant.
It will be successful.
Yeah.
People love the Muppets.
Already is.
Right?
Yeah.
So I reckon it's good. People are going to go.
So good. Okay. Yes. All right. Fuller House.
I'm really keen for this.
You really? Yeah. You watched Full House?
I watched Full House when I was one.
Okay. Do you watch things or you just...
Yeah, I didn't say I remember them.
Okay.
So, but no, I reckon that was back around when I was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was... I still had a tail.
Okay.
But,
Fetus over
here. Yeah, but like... Yeah, and I remember growing up watching Full House. And I'm like, haha, funny.
Funny.
Right? And I reckon it's, again, this is one of those series that's going to either make or break on the simple fact of can they carry the story further on.
Yeah, and they've got majority of the same cast back.
Yeah, which is great. So, and that's what it's all about, to see how much they've grown and aged.
This is kind of like the Friends reunion, but not. Because everyone went apeshit. Friends reunion? Oh my God, this is going to be awesome. I get to see Joey all grown up. And Chandler Bing, and no, it's them just sitting and reuniting the cast. It's not a reunion. Don't make it out that it's something that it is. Oh, there wasn't a show.
But I think the other thing with the reunion as well is, obviously, when it first came out, they made it pretty clear, right?
Yeah.
It's not an episode, it's not anything like that, it's just they're getting back together. Then, obviously, Matthew Perry couldn't attend.
Yeah, and people went apeshit over him.
So everyone...
He was... In a play?
It's his own play. It's he actually wrote and directed this play that he was going around touring with.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Move on, Matthew. You don't need the Friends.
So he's gone. He's moved on. And he's successful. He's had... Yeah. I like to... I don't know how to think of it. But,
yeah.
From the interviews that he's had recently, he's had a pretty tough going with drug abuse and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's
brought on by his friends in that stupid TV show. I'm looking at you, David Schwimmer.
Sorry. But he's battled through these things.
Yeah. Right?
And now he's moved on. He's become successful with this show.
Yes.
And I think that is far more important than returning to a reunion.
He had a couple of shows that were unsuccessful between Friends and that.
Yeah, obviously that other one that was on now. Is that
the couple? There was that, and then he also... Yeah, that lasted like 3 episodes.
I think was it funny?
I don't think it was. So. There was another one where he was in charge of a stadium.
It wasn't very good. But like, now, it was okay.
But now he's gone to play. So, good on you, Matthew Perry.
Keep playing.
But then, so the rest of them got together. And that's all it really was.
It was just I'm going to sit on the couch for 2 minutes and answer questions about the guy that brought us together.
Yeah.
And made friends originally.
Yeah. But now, obviously, they've gone on to do their own things.
Because they're pretty big.
Matt LeBlanc has just become
Top Gear.
The new, the new host on Top Gear.
Yeah, interesting.
So, which I think is an interesting pick.
Yeah.
Love Matt LeBlanc, but I'm like, I just want to see him in Top Gear to see how, I'm guessing you know something about cars. I don't know nothing about cars.
He has to be. If you're on Top Gear, like, they would never put me on Top Gear.
Yeah.
But, I don't know much. Do you watch Top Gear?
Not anymore.
Okay, but you used
to. No, I didn't do that.
As far as I'm aware, the English, the UK, whatever, where are they
the
from?
The British. I don't even know what he's saying.
There was three main guys, and then they had one that was the Stig.
Yeah.
Or something that appeared and was really good. I'm really sorry, guys. I don't know their names. Anyway, this new Top Gear, they were going, and now it's unveiled, Matthew LeBlanc, and now this guy. And I swear there's a lineup of like 20 people.
Yeah, there's a picture of him, and there's like the Muppets reunion again.
Yeah,
they're all coming back.
Where are they going to find the time? They're all going to get 20 seconds each.
I'm glad to see that, a lot, all the cast from Friends are doing something. Obviously, Jennifer Aniston's very successful in all her films now and stuff like that.
Yeah. What's Phoebe doing?
She has her own it's a webisode series.
Oh, cool.
So, as for Courtney Cox, she's being a mother.
That was BoJack something.
Was it?
Yeah. She's in BoJack, Mountain BoJack. It's about a horse.
Oh, we know something.
Yeah, we'll see.
But what else is returning?
Okay, sorry, I got really sidetracked there. we've already talked Heroes Reborn.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks.
Now, I didn't watch much
of it. I've never watched. Everyone raves about it.
Yeah, and obviously I'm like, again, I don't know enough about it to bring it back, but is it going to be a new cast?
Yeah.
Continue it on, or?
And I want to know how it's going to go up against, because they've done something similar now, Wayward Pines.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you mentioned this.
Yeah,
Everyone,
because I've never seen Twin Peaks, but everyone went, oh my God, that's pretty much Twin Peaks redone. And now they're redoing Twin Peaks. Yeah, it's that whole, it's a mystery and it's connected and you need to watch more. That's apparently Twin Peaks started it along.
Have I spoken about Wayward Pines yet?
I don't think you have, it's good.
Next episode. Have you watched it?
I haven't watched it all.
Yeah.
I watched a couple and once again, I have to fight for TV time sometimes because it's not just me. I've got the wife. I've got a little boy. I spend majority of the time watching Sesame Street.
How good is it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Do you know the guy that runs into the elevator and the bell guy?
No,
really, he's gone.
I haven't seen him. But
the pinball machine, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
They still have that.
Yeah.
And the count. One!
Even though.
Two!
Even though the actual voice actor passed away.
Yeah, so they just get someone else to play that. I could do that. I just did it.
Man, it's so cheap.
Anyone can do that. We don't need you, Frank Oz. I'm so sorry.
It wasn't Frank Oz.
Frank Oz invented the Muppets.
He's not dead.
Isn't he?
No.
Oh, shit. I'm really sorry. I thought they froze his ass like Walt Disney.
No. Oh my God. What's next?
Okay, moving on. Prison Break.
Why?
Prison Break, because they want to show a dude's back with tattoos on it.
Again.
And that's the best way they can do it.
Why would you you can't redo that.
No, you know probably why, and this is from someone that hasn't watched Prison Break, but from what I heard, season one was awesome, season two was really good, they got out of jail, then it sucked.
Yeah.
Then they put him back in jail, and then it was okay, but then they escaped again, and it was called Prison Break on the Run.
Yeah.
Because it had to be something different. So I think if they redo it, they'll just learn from the mistakes and just keep the fuckers in jail. there. Six seasons of him behind the cell.
It's about Prison Break where they don't get out.
They don't get out. They want to, but the guards just keep pulling them back in.
It's like Lost, gotta get off the island. Then you're right, they're all dead.
It could be like the Mafia.
So
just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Charmed?
Why?
Remaking Charmed.
How? No, you don't. That's okay.
They're doing it.
I can't say I'm the biggest fan of Charmed.
Yeah.
Right. But
yeah.
I know it's big. And I know it's a classic. Yeah. Like, you don't. That's a series you just don't.
It's charming. God, it's charming.
Like, you don't touch that, and like I can see the list. There's a bunch of me on here. You don't touch them.
You don't. You reckon?
You don't
leave
know,
them?
Right?
Yeah.
We're going to continue on.
Okay.
Charmed is one that should not be touched.
Well, yeah. I wonder why. Like, is it because they changed a sister towards the end there, like two, three seasons before the end? You reckon they went
towards the start?
Was it?
Yeah.
Like, two, three seasons in, they changed.
Yeah,
her,
but then, Shannon Dorith. I can't pronounce her last name.
Yeah.
She Double was. Yeah, she was in it for two seasons.
And then went, I'm leaving.
And then, yeah.
This show is not charming.
That's it.
And
she goes,
left.
I refuse to work with...
Yeah.
Was it one of them? Refused to work with one of them. And then they brought
Rose McGowan came in.
No, yeah, they brought Rose McGowan in.
Came in.
So,
which
yeah.
we all remember from Scream.
Yeah, and then they also, towards the end, they brought in Kelly Cuoco?
From Big Bang?
Yeah, she was...
She's a sister as well.
She was the fourth sister towards the end of Charmed.
Get out of this elevator!
Not that I'm a fan.
Really?
So, true.
Okay. Well, so, okay. Yeah. All right, moving on.
On.
Keep them in the stand. I'm looking. Married with Children.
Again, a classic. You don't touch this unless you're bringing back Al Bundy, right?
Yeah.
You're bringing back the Al Bundy.
Yeah.
You don't touch it.
You don't touch it. Ed Harris, I believe, is it? No, that's... he could make a good actor. What's the actor's name? It's Ed something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gene.
No. Let's move on. Let's move on.
But no, again, that's one you don't touch.
Yeah.
You don't touch it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like,
they're touching it. I'm sorry to tell
you.
You've
got to have...
It's getting remade with Peg. No Peg.
So you get... I know that's what it's all about. Someone can't... If you rewatch that, you're going to go, he's impersonating what...
I believe that was the longest running live TV show in how many seasons they've done. Yeah. Yeah.
So that, again, don't touch it.
Don't
it's,
touch
it's
it.
Funny for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do you know what? Yeah, touch it. I want to see them screw it up.
Yeah.
So
just Ed Bundy wouldn't touch it.
Ed Bundy.
That's it. That's the Ed, the Bundy family.
Oh,
married
course,
with Children.
Right.
Ed Bundy always had his hand down.
For some reason, like after I said, never mind. I thought you were because I said Ed Gein. I thought you were referring to Ed Bundy.
Oh,
like, we're naming serial killers now.
No, I'm like, no. I always remember because he does the family motto.
Do you reckon his name is like, it's like, they picked two of the worst serial killers and put his name together?
Could be.
I don't know.
Could be.
Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory.
I think not.
I think not. Okay. Interesting one here.
Right.
We've got two more left.
Okay.
We've got one that's going to, you're going to get really arced up about it.
Yeah.
Xena, Warrior Princess.
Is this the one I'm getting arced about?
Yeah, I reckon.
No, touch
it. Oh, you don't, really?
No, remake the shit out of that.
Okay. Lucy Lawless.
Yeah.
She looks better now than she ever does in Xena.
Yes.
Gabrielle, the actress that plays her, looks better now than she ever did in Xena.
So, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me continue.
Yes.
Both of them refused for younger actresses. We don't want them because they're too old. Okay? This is serious.
Right, yeah.
They're too old to play the characters that they made famous. So they're not trying, they're rebooting it with younger girls because apparently they don't want it to look like the Expendables.
No, that's not, like, I believe you.
Yeah.
Right? But that's not right.
It's not right.
Do you know what, okay, if they were going to bring back the original cast,
right,
and you could have friggin' Bruce Campbell back in there as well.
Yes!
As what's-his-face.
Yes!
Right?
How good would that be?
I know, like, bring them back.
Yes.
Like, yeah. But, no, again, you don't... It's a classic, right? Again,
don't mess with it.
Wasn't for me, but if you have like Kevin Sorbo to make Hercules, no, you can't. You can't bring back Kevin Sorbo.
I really want him back.
I'm so sorry, Kevin Sorbo. But
what started it? Hercules or Xena? It's Hercules, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Hercules was the main show.
Yeah.
Xena was the spin-off.
She was the character that came in every now and again.
Yeah,
and then it was like, just give her own series.
Was that? Would you have to say that was the first show that did the crossovers? Like Arrow does with the Flash all the
time. I'm sure there's others.
But that's up there.
But it's definitely up
there.
It's early 90s.
Tell me if I'm wrong, guys.
So. They just said, yeah, you're wrong.
How?
So.
I'm just thinking there's got to be another.
Nah, I'm wrong.
The last one.
Yes.
Okay. Now. I should just sing the lyrics for you a little bit.
I like this already.
Are you ready?
No.
Yes. Okay. I won't, because I can't.
in Westfield,
turned upside down. I'd like to take a minute, just sit back now. I'll tell you how I became Fresh Prince Will Smith.
So they're remaking...
I don't know
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air
words to any songs. I don't know why I said I'll try.
Do you know what? I think this is one of those series that I felt... The original, anyway.
Yeah.
Is one of those series that I felt that everyone loved it.
Yeah.
Everyone loved it. And you know what? I hated it.
Oh, it was brilliant.
The way... And I was that kind of like that guy that was like, yeah, I like it.
Didn't want to admit that you hated it.
Yeah, I know. I felt like I was going to get culled or something. Like
you are now.
Yeah. For not liking it. I don't know what it was. Maybe I just didn't watch enough of it.
That's good.
Well, this is like me. I didn't... When Friends first came out, I didn't watch it. I've only recently just started watching Friends. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Right?
Yeah.
But, like now, I'd have to watch Friends. But,
yeah.
But I'll just watch the... I'll rewatch the remake.
Yes. Fair enough.
And the thing is, I know the lyrics, and I was going to go with the lyrics, and then you went off on your tangent, I'm like...
To me, that was the lyrics, because I don't know. All I knew is... That's the bit I know.
I know how iconic Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is and what it made Will Smith to be.
Yes.
Right? Because you butchered the intro just then...
I'm really sorry.
I feel that is going to be used for the reboot of the series.
Oh!
Because I reckon this is going to bomb so freaking hard.
Yeah, and it will. And why do it on the year that I think the
Will Smith died?
No, but his dad did from the show.
Oh.
So, how bad do you feel now?
Not very. So.
But yeah.
They just killed off Will Smith in Independence Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Earth. Again. Okay, so that is all the remakes that are coming.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I just
feel... some of them, you've got to be a little bit.
Okay,
just a snippet.
Would you reboot? May contain whole new cast.
We kind of have with the YouTube and the video and
whole new cast.
No,
that's it.
Don't ever have remakes.
See what it does.
Yeah,
it does to people.
Sad. I had more things to talk about, but we're really running out of time.
Yeah, we've wrapped it up pretty damn quick. I told you we'd get through this.
I want to talk more, but I can't.
I can't. I've got to get my steps up. I am 2,000 off the end. So, 2,000? 2,000 off the end.
I honestly don't think he's going to make it. So, guys, you think you will.
I know I will.
He's got tickets on himself. Do you guys have tickets on him? I don't.
He's going to have achievements on him.
Once again, a massive thank you for our sponsors, Mr. A-Game. If you do want to, here's his details right now, guys. We'll pop it up. But if you guys want to sponsor us as well, please send us an email. Our email is going to be in the link below. It's maycontaineroutlook.com if you want to know. Go over and check out our merchandise on Redbubble, guys. These people are going nuts. And if you do have them, I want to see pictures of you.
Yeah, that's it. Chuck them up. Chuck them up on the Twitter. Chuck them up on the Facebook.
In fact, if you guys have our shirts and take silly pictures, they will become our background.
Or regular pictures.
Regular pictures. Just whatever.
Any pictures.
I always like it funny, don't I? So let's go way too much.
No, do it.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
With the yin to the yang.
We'll get it. Yeah.
Explosion. But that's going to wrap it up for another episode of May Contain.
Yeah.
I am sunburned soaps.
You really are.
Yeah.
It's bad. I'm getting glare over here, getting sunburned from your sunburn.
Sit.
I'm Gander.
And we'll see you next time on May Contain. See you guys. No.